Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, America, and good afternoon, world. Good afternoon, America, and good afternoon, world. I hope everybody is well and blessed in their piece of the planet. Hang on, folks. Hang on, because change is coming. Oh my goodness! It's an amazing thing, and it's occurring. They're pulling this thing off right before our eyes. It's amazing. And the only reason I come to this broadcast is to help people see, you know, behind the scenes and see what's really going on here, because it's a whole lot more than meets the eye. A whole lot more than meets the eye. It's the Wizard of Oz going on here. Guy behind the curtain pulling the strings and pulling the levers and all these different things, and the big head guy out there, you know, that everybody sees and buys into. Oh boy, amazing. The name of this broadcast is The Trump Card. I don't have a lot of time today. I apologize for that. I'm going to come on hopefully again sometime this weekend, over the course of the weekend, and do another broadcast. Well, we got a series of events that are unfolding, you know, like I said, right before our eyes. I want to thank everybody for coming out. The numbers are growing greatly, and I really appreciate everybody coming out to listen to this broadcast. I hope you find it informative, thought-provoking, eye-opening, and all of these, you know, straightforward things that I can bring to the forum. Today is May 25th of the year 2016. My goodness, it's amazing what's going on right now. But anyhow, I only have a short broadcast today. I apologize for that. But I wanted to come on here. The name of this broadcast is The Trump Card. Folks, there's something really – I had to sit back and really look at the broad picture here of what's really going on, because it's too – you know, if you're looking at it straight ahead or through narrow vision, it's too elusive to understand what's really going on. Mr. Trump, folks, I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you right here and now, he's a plant. Mr. Trump is definitely and directly a plant from the United States government. And the reason I say that is because he knows what he's doing in terms of inciting violence and riots and incendiary feelings and concerns towards our fellow Americans. Folks, we got to stop. We got to stop this. Either that or we can let it go. We can keep going, and a lot of folks are going to be hurt. A lot of folks are going to be killed, and, you know, because this is the objective of our American government. And I'm just putting it out here like that because I care about everybody, you know. And it's time for us to wake up, stop the foolishness, don't perpetuate the violence. You know, Mr. Trump, there's a reason for him to incite these violent, you know, encounters. There's a reason that he won't step back the rhetoric and step back, you know, the controversial comments and things that he made. Folks, it's clear as a bell if you really understand what's going on. And let me just try to think of where I can start. Well, let me just go through this very briefly, and I'm going to come back and kind of break this stuff apart. But back in about 2011, I think it was, President Obama signed into an executive order that the United States military could arrest us on American soil. Okay, then he comes back the following year and says the United States government can kill us, kill Americans on American soil, but they have to be deemed terror. They have to be deemed a terrorist body, group, individual, domestic terrorist, or whatever the case, and he can wipe them out. He can wipe us out. Most of all the articles that, you know, you can go online and just Google this stuff. You know, can the United States government kill Americans on American soil? And what you'll find is articles that pop up, you know, that have drones and different types of warfare technologies that are available to the United States government to either incarcerate, to, you know, or to kill Americans on American soil. Okay, why did he put those executive orders in place in motion? I'm going to get to the why of that in the next broadcast. I'm not going to go there right now to really disclose why. And it's a pretty diabolic plot. Let me just say for some real high ups, you know, not the government level people, but people that are much higher up in the stratosphere, atmosphere than the United States government, but had a real diabolic plan or plot or mindset. In terms of humanity of our human existence, but I think I'm almost certain that they've changed their way of thinking, changed their heart, so to speak, and are now looking at another and a much more civil and better approach, a more godly approach to our human existence on this planet. But anyhow, if you, like I said, just Google that there in terms of the government arresting Americans on American soil and killing Americans on American soil. If you have never done that, your eyes will be opened wide, very very wide. In order for them to do these things, though, they have to create a scenario or have to create an environment or a circumstance under which they could deploy. These tactics. Also, I want you to Google the United States government purchasing ammunition and weaponry. It's an amazing thing how much ammunition the government. I'm not saying the military. I'm saying the United States government has purchased billions and billions of rounds of hollow point bullets, folks. Now, come on. Now, by the Geneva Convention or the Geneva Code of War, you're only supposed to use full metal jackets. In wartime theater. Why would they be buying this type of weaponry or these type of ammunition when you're